SN Prime Time, live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is our number three of VSN Prime Time right here on VSN, the Sports Betting Network. Craig Oops Peterson holding it down tonight on a night where we are seeing a ton of baseball, all 30 teams in action because, well, we didn't have any day games, but to the chagrin of myself, because I am a sucker for a good day game in terms of Major League Baseball. I know that there are many others that are as well, so hopefully we get that a little bit sooner rather than later in terms of more day games in Major League Baseball, but we've got ourselves a lot of action. Alerted you of this before the break, and I want to just refresh this once again. You've got Spencer Steer right now with three home runs for the Cincinnati Reds, doing all the damage right now for the Reds. 8-0. They're up after five innings over the San Diego Padres. He's going to have a chance to be able to go for home run number four. And for those that don't know, we have seen fewer four home run games in Major League Baseball than we've seen perfect games. So this would be something very historic if he's able to pull it off. If I'm not mistaken, many years ago, Scooter Jennett of the Reds, he used to be of Brewers fame. I actually remember interviewing him back when he was a Wisconsin Timber Rattler, but I mean, that's way back in the day. He also pulled off a four home run game way back in the day for the Reds as well. And Dylan Cease, well, he gave up two of those home runs, four runs, three of which were earned, allowed in four innings. He's just had an awful season, to say the least. And Yuki Matsui, he did even worse. He gave up four runs over the course of his inning of work. So we shall see what is going to be developing out there. Currently, something that's developing is the fact that the Twins are getting a really good start right now out of David Festa. It has been a fiesta for him. 3-0 going into the bottom of the sixth inning for the Minnesota Twins. You had Sawyer Gibson Long give up three runs in his 5 1/3 innings, including a bomb to Byron Buxton. How about this guy getting hot? 18th home run of the campaign, so you've got a lot that is going to be going down on that front. So we are going to be taking a look at a whole bunch of live baseball right now. I will say, if you're looking for some football action, Greg's random football roulette is going to be going down in 30 minutes. And what that is, well, I've got 16 straight nights in which I'm hosting shows. We're on night number three. So after every single team that I preview, they go off the list. Like last night, I previewed the Minnesota Vikings and also previewed the Houston Texans. Night number one, if I'm not mistaken, it was the Jacksonville Jaguars and also springing on the team that I also previewed. But that said, we've got ourselves four teams already previewed, and we've got 28 others left to go. So we're going to be breaking down all those teams, and we're going to be having a lot of fun with that regard, as well as we've got just some intrigue in general with regards to the NFL. It's going to be a great season. And our NFL betting guide, by the way, that's going to be out July 1st, where you're going to be able to get all my projected NFL playoff teams, so many futures bets from so many of the hosts here at the network. So that is going to be absolutely tremendous. And what else is absolutely tremendous as well is what we are getting on this sport of baseball. How about if we take a look at this situation right now that is brewing, as you've got the bases loaded, Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. This game is 0-0, but bottom of the third inning, Cade Horton is right now in a rough spot. He has through two innings completed, giving up four hits, four walks. The Astros left five men on base in the first two innings, threatening once again. This is a very interesting time if you want to dive in with regards to a total or anything like that. As right now, if you're taking a look at things live, and this is a game that I did like to the over prior to the game, right now you're finding that total at 6.5. And the Astros just did develop a run here, so now they're up 1-0 in the third inning. But I'm with Cade Horton experiencing, shall we say, all the traffic on the base paths that he is. And I just do believe that this Chicago Cubs team is going to experience a little bit of regression with the bullpen. Maybe I'm thinking too simplistically and looking at the names, but you've got so many guys like Brad Keller, Chris Flexen, Drew Pomeranz that are pitching way above their skis right now. And this has been a Cubs team that's been a top two team in terms of bullpen ERA ever since May 1st. I think that goes a little bit northward here. So if you're looking at something live, a 6.5 over, certainly something I like. Astros currently up by a count of 1-0. They are looking for more. Little bit of an offensive outburst here that I was not expecting. I was in on the under in this Dodgers versus Kansas City Royals game. Royals currently up by a count of 4-3 in the third inning. It has been May Day for Dustin May, who has not been tremendous here tonight for a Dodgers team that overall, it feels like they've been able to find their ski legs or their seed legs just a little bit. And for the Royals, they entered in the site averaging less than 2.8 runs per game overall this season at home, by far dead last in the big leagues. And I mean, additionally for the Royals, one run scored in that entire series against the Tampa Bay Rays. So has been rough for Mr. Dustin Mahan, the man that's doing the damage. Bobby Witt Jr., he was able to get home run number 11 of the campaign. Big reason why you've got the Royals currently up by a count of 4-3. So we shall see how things are going to be able to develop there. There's one game that I have yet to preview on tonight's slate. This is going to be one that comes up in about 30 minutes. So how about if we get you that right now? By the way, still in a rain delay between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Atlanta Braves. If you're still looking to sweat out that game, you're still able to get right around about a plus 160 on the Philadelphia Phillies. I think that this is a good look. Like, especially with things being all sort of funky bunch right now, because starting pitchers are creatures of habit. Mick Abel is only making his, I believe now, fifth career start for the Philadelphia Phillies. He doesn't necessarily have that set MLB routine, unlike a guy like a Bryce Elder. I actually think that this rain delay helps out the Philadelphia Phillies a little bit in a very strange way there. And for the Atlanta Braves, I just think that they're being overvalued here right now in general, being able to get that total of a 9.5 as well. We have seen the Phillies have nobody other than Kyle Schwarber give you double-figure mound homers. And for the Braves, bottom half of the big leagues in terms of runs per game, like that under, and I do like the Phillies on the money line, so missed out on that a little bit before, still have a shot to be able to bet it. And that's what we like right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And we'll get you guys LA Angels versus the Washington Nationals in a second, but what you also need is a Sports Calcutta, and that's XCutta. It is a new and exciting way to be able to bet. It's XCUTTA on the spelling, and it's the future of futures wagering. It combines the adrenaline of live auction with the strategy of sports betting or fantasy picks, and it's easy to use, works for any sport with over 1,000 teams, players, golfers, and drivers. XCutta, it is adaptable to any sport, even horse racing, and it's free to sign up. You pick who you want to bet on, customize your action, set your winnings, and invite players to be able to play. You can even create your own auctions for free. XCutta has free live auctions at 3, 6, and 9 p.m. Eastern every single day. And if you send a email to support at xcutta.com and you mention VSIN, V-S-I-N, they'll give you a 3-month player promo code to be able to get you started. XCutta, it is a Sports Calcutta, and that is xcutta.com. As it is, VSIN Prime Time right here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Greg Peterson holding it down tonight. Now let's take a look at some Nationals versus LA Angels action. This goes down in about 30 minutes as Jose Soriano is on the bump for the Angels, and Jake Irvin is going to be going for the Nationals. Right now with the Angels, they open up right around minus 160, minus 165, holding relatively steady there, about a minus 170. If you're looking at the run line, starting to get a little bit of a diminishment on the value. This opened up more around about a plus 130. Now you're finding it in the neighborhood of plus 125. Total on this game's 8.5. I did need at least a plus 130 to take a shot on the run line. I personally did overnight. Right now, it's a little bit more of a roll of the dice, but I'd be looking to back the over still at an 8.5. Jake Irvin just has been giving up a lot of hard contact this year. He's giving up between 1.4 to 1.5 home runs per 9 innings. His strikeouts per 9 rate is less than 7. And for this LA Angels team, they get a Washington Nationals team that's been relatively rough over the last month or so. Really started with losing that series to the Colorado Rockies. And Soriano has been absolutely rock solid in terms of keeping the ball in the yard. 3 home runs allowed in 85-plus innings. I will say this, though. 55 innings on the road. Jose Soriano, a sub-325 ERA, 0 home runs allowed. That does shoot up to a 488 at home. So you do have a little bit of trepidation there. And for this Washington Nationals team, James Wood has been putting good wood on the ball. He's been able to give you 20-plus home runs. You want to talk about funky bunch home and road splits, by the way. How about this Washington Nationals team? They're averaging 3.8 runs per game at home, north of 4.6 runs per game away from home. C.J. Abrams has been able to spy 11 home runs. You've got a lot of guys moving the line in general. And for this LA Angels team, I've never really seen anything quite like it in terms of a team being all or nothing. And this isn't in a day and age where things are quite a bit more all or nothing in all of baseball. But that's it for the LA Angels. You've right now got a team that's second in the big leagues in terms of home runs on a per at-bat basis. They're also dead last in terms of home on base percentage as well. Like, you've got a guy in Taylor Ward who's been able to give you 17-plus home runs this season, less than a .275 on base. Logan O'Hoppe is very O'Hoppe about the fact that he's north of 15 home runs this season. Not so O'Hoppe about the fact that he's giving you a .270 on base. Even Mike Trout is hitting less than a .235 right now with his 12-plus home runs, albeit he's been better since coming off the injury list. And two absolutely ghastly bullpens here. Like, my goodness. You just have not been able to find any semblance of bullpen pitching with either of these teams. Angels, 5.10 bullpen ERA. You've got pretty much one guy that has seen north of 10 innings that is a sub-4 ERA. That would actually be Hunter Strickland, the corpse of Hunter Strickland. And for this Washington Nationals team, other than Kyle Finnegan, no reliability in this bullpen. 5.84 bullpen ERA. Everyone that they're trotting out there, not named Kyle Finnegan, and for that matter, Andrew Chafin, have just been absolutely terrible in this bullpen. So I do think that you get some runs up on the board in this game. I like the over. And like I said, I was willing to take that opening run line on the LA Angels. We've seen that move a little bit. I think that you're just needing to get a little bit more bang for your buck. But if I had to play anything, I would certainly be looking at that over. And if you're looking at a plus number on the Washington Nationals, I would say probably need to get a little bit more than the plus 152. If you could get like north of plus 160, that would be beginning to be a buy point there. And if you're taking a look at what we're getting in terms of the live action right now, the Seattle Mariners have done a nice job getting to Nathan Eovaldi. This is something I was talking about a bit earlier. With Nathan Eovaldi, we have seen it from him over the last few years, where he gets off to a really nice, rock-solid start, and then things just go down the toilet bowl for him after he comes off the injured list. He comes off the injured list, three innings pitch, gives up three runs, so he had a very rough start here. And for the Seattle Mariners right now, you've had Logan Gilbert give up a solo home run. Corey Seager's had a rough season thus far. He gets home run number 8 of the campaign. So we'll see how things are able to develop there. Right now, you've got a development out there in the lovely city of Chicago. Bases loaded with two outs in the fifth inning. We'll see if the San Francisco Giants are able to get out of that jam, as they actually just did get out of that jam. So we'll take a look at the White Sox game. We'll take a look at the Chicago Cubs teams in general on the flip side right here on VSiN Primetime. I'm VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Back here on VSiN Primetime. I'm VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Lots of developments happening out there in Major League Baseball right now. You did see just before we went to break, the Chicago White Sox loaded up the bases against the San Francisco Giants. They get out of that jam, and now they're threatening in the sixth inning, 1-1. This is an all knotted up game for the White Sox, by the way. Aaron Civale only fills four innings. He gives up just one run along the way, but for the White Sox, they are deep into a bullpen that is not so good, to say the least. And for the San Francisco Giants, number one team in the big leagues in terms of bullpen ERA, Landon Roop has been able to give them some good length thus far, 84 pitches through five innings. I would think that he probably goes back out there for the sixth. We shall see what happens there. But for the Giants, they've got a man on, and they're looking to be able to really try to bust this game open. So we shall see if they're able to do so. Right now, live on the money line at a minus 171, relatively where you were to start with. So we shall see what you're going to be able to get on that front. We did see the Milwaukee Brewers. Well, they busted out against the Colorado Rockies. Now 3-0 is the lead going into that fourth inning. This should not come as shock to anyone, as the Colorado Rockies have as many multi-run losses in this season as any other team has total losses in the National League. It just continues to be a sad and pathetic year for this bunch. For the Milwaukee Brewers, they were able to get their runs via Bryce Terang being able to get to Kyle Freeland, who's just been giving up a lot of contact in general. So Brewers having themselves a nice lead, and Jose Quintana really rolling four scoreless innings out of him. You've had a lot of scoreless innings thrown by Sonny Gray, by the way. How about 5-0 for the St. Louis Cardinals over the Cleveland Guardians going into the bottom of the ninth inning? Sonny Gray, he has 11 punch-outs, one hit allowed in 78 pitches. You have to think that they throw him out there for the ninth inning. He's only throwing 78 pitches. We might actually get a complete game, ladies and gentlemen. A day and age where we do not see complete games in Major League Baseball. So that just warms my heart right there, because I mean, growing up, I was always a big fan of looking at like old school 70s and 80s baseball cards, what have you, taking a look at what Steve Carlton back did back in the day. These guys like a Bob Gibson being able to complete games, and it just warms my soul to see a guy actually start what he finished. So that's tremendous. The St. Louis Cardinals should be able to get the job done here against the Cleveland Guardians. And right now, if you're looking at some runs out there in Boston, the Toronto Blue Jays are getting the job done. The Red Sox are not. 5-0. You're going into the bottom of the seventh inning. Blue Jays were able to strike for a few runs on the Boston Red Sox bullpen as they put up a pair in the seventh inning. And for the Red Sox, just a loss in the wilderness offense without Rafael Devers. We spoke in the last hour with Bob Nightingale. He was indicating that perhaps the Red Sox are just going to roll with these young guys and not make a move. I have to think that the Red Sox freed up all that money in the Rafael Devers trade to be able to free up something at the deadline. I don't know what it is, but I mean, if they really decided to go with these young guys and not buy at the trade deadline, like, what are we doing, Boston Red Sox? This is a wide-open American League. Even more how bad it's been for the Red Sox. They're below 500 this year. They've had Alex Bregman land on the injury list. Like, they're still in prime position to be able to get an American League wildcard spot. Are they going to track down the Rays and the New York Yankees in the division? No, they're not. But if you're the Boston Red Sox, how can you consider yourself to be a flagship franchise in Major League Baseball? Which, I mean, they are a big name in baseball. I know that there's also some holdings with regards to soccer, and I know that they stuck quite a bit of money into that as well. I know that they signed some player for like a couple $100 million. So there's that aspect of things. Not going to pretend like I'm the Mona Lisa Vito of international soccer or anything like that, because I'm not. But that said, I know that they've got holdings over there. Maybe that was part of it. But, man, the Boston Red Sox, they need to get some offense. And right now, they're getting absolutely none of it. And good news, if you're a fan of Jose Barrios, 6 scoreless innings thus far for him. So, yay, verily there. And then if you're taking a look at what we're getting out of the other Chicago team, the Cubs, right now, they are trailing the Houston Astros by a count of 4-0. At last check, they had the bases loaded, and Gade Orton, well, that was not great for him. He gives up a 3-run shot to Junior Diaz, 10th home run of the campaign in the third inning. When the Astros, they are threatening once again here in the fourth. Men on first and second, one out. I was alerting you guys when the total was 6.5. Really thought they had some good value on the over, and you still might have a little bit of value on the over. This is a live total that's now climbed up to 11.5. Well, that value is gone because the Astros just hit a 3-run homer. I was looking down being like, wow, 11.5. That seems a little bit harsh, but yeah, that's because the Astros just hit a 3-run homer. So if you took that live 6.5, you've already been able to get there. So, and congratulations to Houston Astros. And it was Mr. Cam Smith who was able to get the bomb, his 6th home run of the campaign. A guy that I know has been very interesting in terms of the Rookie of the Year race. So he's able to get that bomb. Right now, it is 7-0. The Houston Astros currently 15 games above 500. 30-13 at home. They are rolling right now. And by the way, I was talking about the Milwaukee Brewers a little bit before. Now 6-0. That lead on the Colorado Rockies. And something else that is in the lead for you, all the great work that we do here at VSiN, and we are going to get you set for the upcoming NFL season. The NFL betting guide is coming out on Tuesday. You get so many great futures bets in there from all of us VSiN shows and VSiN show hosts. And additionally, I've got my projected playoff, shall we say, 1-7 in terms of the NFC and the AFC in there as well. It previews all 32 teams. You get player props, projections, and so much more. It's the best bets from so many trusted VSiN experts, and you'll be able to kick off your football season with confidence and get everything that we do here at the network for just $175. Rolls all the way through the Super Bowl. And that's not just football. That includes baseball. That includes college basketball, NBA, all the way through the Super Bowl. $175. That gives you 8 months of VSiN over at VSiN.com/subscribe, as it is VSiN Prime Time right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Greg Spearson holding it down. And perhaps the Orioles versus Rays series has been one of the most intriguing in all baseball. You saw a few weeks ago when these two teams did battle out there in the lovely state of Florida, the Rays were able to erase an 8-run deficit in a game. Well, the Orioles got down 6 runs earlier tonight. They are now up 7-11 if you read the score. So 7-11, both of these teams are very much open to giving up runs right now. And for the Orioles, they have taken the lead with Tomoyuki Sugano not giving you a start that he was hoping for. 7 runs allowed in 5 innings, but for the Rays. They only let Ryan Pepiot go out there for 1 2/3 innings. He gave up 4 runs, and the bullpen that has been very good for the Rays this far this season, top 5 team in terms of bullpen ERA. Well, the levy has broken as Edwin Uceta, 2/3 of an inning, he gives up 3 runs. Eric Orze, they had him fill 2 innings, he gave up 3 runs, including a home run to Gary Sanchez, his 4th home run in the campaign. All of a sudden, the Orioles up by a count of 11-7. I thought that this was going to be probably a loss for the Orioles. I had the Rays on the money line. So right now, much to the chagrin of myself, but you know what? You right now have yourself a fun game out there. And that's one of the Apple TV games. I know that Scott Seidenberg, who does a great job both on Cashing Out, VSiN Primetime, our live betting shows. He's always talked about sometimes these Apple TV games, they can get a little bit interesting and a little bit overwhelming. And this one's certainly overwhelming. And I was talking about perhaps getting a complete game in baseball. You did it. Sonny Gray, 89 pitches, 1 hit, 11 punchouts, 5-0. The St. Louis Cardinals get the job done over the Cleveland Guardians. Again, warms my heart to see a guy finish 9 innings. So good on Sonny Gray. Good on the Cardinals throwing him out there for the 9th inning. And they not throwing him out there because he was at less than 80 pitches. And I really would have been questioning a lot of things. But he does go out there. He is able to get the job done. So we do like to see that. Something else that you like to see is some run scoring out there in Texas. This was a closing total of 7. 4-1, Seattle currently in the lead in the top of the 5th inning. For Nathan Eovaldi, only able to fill 3 innings, gives up 3 runs. So we shall see what is going to be happening on that front moving forward. And I was talking about the Giants perhaps being on the doorstep of scoring. They have scored. They have put up a pair of runs here against the White Sox. And that's just how quickly things can turn in Major League Baseball. If you think that you've got like a trustworthy reliever in like a second and third bases loaded situation with 2 outs, perhaps you just live bet that team and try to let them come back, because it does feel like when a team gets the bases loaded and on second and third with 1 out and they don't score, it's just an absolute deflator. And it's always so uncanny where it's a team with like the bases loaded, 1 out, they don't cash in. They just seem to always give up runs in the next inning. It's like Murphy's Law. Everything that can go wrong will go wrong. And that's been the Chicago White Sox this year. 26-55. I will say 17-23 at home. Not necessarily the world's worst team at home. On the road, they've been a nightmare. I mean, that's putting it as politely as I can. A nightmare. And this bullpen has been a nightmare as well. As the Giants, they've been able to get to that for a pair of runs in the 6th inning. They now have men on 1st and 3rd with 2 outs. So they're going to look to get to it for even more. By the way, you still have a rain delay going on between this Atlanta Braves and Philadelphia Phillies game. We'll see if they get this in, because this has been north of a 2-hour rain delay. And if they don't get it in, you're probably looking at a double dip for Saturday. So this is very much something that I'm going to be monitoring. I don't know if they have a slated first pitch time yet, but that's something to be very much noting. And if you do get in this game, these guys might be a little bit sleepy, because if I'm not mistaken, you've got yourself a day game on Saturday. As a matter of fact, they're going to be having the first pitch for that game. It's going to be a night game. It's like the only night game that you've got on Saturday. So if you're looking forward to that slate, be prepared for a lot of afternoon baseball on Saturday, and be prepared for a lot of NFL previews here at the network, as it is the dog days of summer. I want to preview all 32 teams in the NFL. We're going to play Greg's Random Roulette, see what we get in terms of the NFL next, right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We're back here on VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Greg Oops Peterson holding it down tonight, and we've got ourselves a lot to take a look at in the sports world. We've been keeping up with all these baseball games, and certainly we're going to do a great job here. And in the final hour, we'll start turning it forward to what we're going to be getting on the Saturday card as well. So we've got a lot of day games on the Saturday card, but we need to get you set for the upcoming NFL season. Our NFL betting guide is coming out on July 1st. I'm going to have all my playoff teams in there, but I want to give you guys a little bit more of something, shall we say, special. I've been, because I got tasked with doing 16 straight nights of hosting, which, trust me, I would want it no other way. Give me every single night here, because I love talking with you guys. I love breaking down these games. I love being a man at work. And we are going to get to work to try to find you guys some winners with regards to the NFL season. This is night number 3 of this, as we've got what I like to call Greg's Random Football Roulette. We're trying to preview all 32 of these teams. I use a website called random.org that I've used since I was a freshman in high school. We've got all the teams I've yet to mention listed out, and whatever team pops up is what team we preview. So how about if we go to the roulette wheel, aka random.org, and see what it spits out on Greg Peterson's Random Football Roulette.
It's time to spin the wheel and see where it lands. This is Greg's Random Football Roulette.
All right, we've got all these teams listed out. Let's make sure we are all good. Yes, we hit the randomizer button. Big bucks, no whammies, and oh, this is like if you get the car on a game show. Like the New Orleans Saints would be like your booby prize, and that would be like your whammy. We get the Kansas City Chiefs here. All right, this is actually a good team that we're able to preview, because in order to be the man, you got to beat the man. It's the old Ric Flair mentality, and the Kansas City Chiefs for about 500 million billion years have been the man out there in the AFC West. Now, are you going to get a lot of bang for your buck if you're betting on them to win the division? No, you're not. A yes, no to make the playoffs, well, you're going to be laying a lot of juice there. But I do think that game to game, once again, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be able to yield a lot of value. Are they going to go 15-2 like they did last season? No, but it's just really hard to see a lot of slip-ups for this team, even though the AFC West is going to be one of the best divisions in all of football. Like, I still do think that the Las Vegas Raiders are two games that they should be able to win, but I mean, you've got the Chargers on the come-up in season number two under Mr. Harbaugh. You've got the Denver Broncos, who, I mean, they were all of a sudden able to get things rocking and rolling last year. Sean Payton showing why he's still one of the best coaches in all of football, and it's not an easy schedule. That first game against the Chargers, that is going to be in Brazil, but that's actually a break for them, because that is supposed to be the road game that they're supposed to play the Chargers in. Then they get them at home. That makes both of those games very winnable. Then you play at home against the Eagles. That's a Super Bowl rematch. I think that they're going to be up for it, but that could be a loss for them. So I think is going to be a little bit of a toss-up game. On the road against the Giants, that should be a win. At home against the Ravens, the Ravens are a really good team. I think that they get the job done. We saw them just by hair do so last year. I do think that they do so once again. And on the road against the Jaguars, they should be able to get the job done there. Lions is a win. Raiders at home is a win. They do have to play the Commanders at home on Monday Night Football. I think that they get the job done there. At home or on the road against the Bills, Bills have actually had their number the last few years. I think that that's a very losable game. So right now we're at two losses. You get the bye week in week 10. On the road against the Broncos is a very losable game. That is a very difficult one. We'll go three losses there. At home against Colts, W. I recognize that this is a Thanksgiving game in Dallas, but I think that they get the job done in Dallas. So we're still at three losses. We've got five games remaining. At home against the Texans, W. At home against the Chargers, W. On the road against the Titans, W. They play against the Broncos on Christmas. I think that they get the job done. And then they might be resting guys in Week 18, but you've already got your 11.5 preseason win total over, and you're able to get that at even money. I'm just not going to doubt Patrick Mahomes until I see otherwise. Yes, the Super Bowl is a horrible performance for the Kansas City Chiefs, but even the best of the best have bad performances. Like a Tom Brady, for as great as he is, he lost a few Super Bowls. That first Super Bowl that he lost against the New York Giants, I mean, that was a very pedestrian game from one of the best offenses that we've seen of all time. Like, one bad game happens, and I'm not going to change my tune about Patrick Mahomes due to one bad game. And for Patrick Mahomes, it was a little bit more of a down season for him. Like, for most starting quarterbacks, 3,900 yards, 26 touchdowns, 11 picks, that's a really good season. For Patrick Mahomes, typically you're used to seeing him north of 4,500 yards, him being able to light it up for well north of 30 touchdowns, but he was still a catalyst and a guy that was able to get the job done and get this team wins. So I do think that the Chiefs are in good hands here, and for the Chiefs, the weapons are starting to be able to form around him as well. You draft Rashee Rice last season. He's going to be a year older, a year wiser. Xavier Worthy, very worthy of being a top late option with regards to this team. And I mean, still, with the Kansas City Chiefs, I know that you're laying a number, but minus 120 on them to be able to win the division. In every single year that Patrick Mahomes has been the quarterback, they've won the division. Like, I know that a lot of people don't want to say, oh, laying a number is good value. I think this is tremendous value. Like, if you think think that 66% of the time the Kansas City Chiefs win the division. Minus 120 is great value. You know what's not good value? If you're taking a team at like plus $3 and you think it's only 20% that they're going to be able to win the division. So sometimes laying a number like a minus 120 on the Chiefs to be able to win the division, I think that that's tremendous value. And for the Kansas City Chiefs, I mean, once again, a revamped team. They've been able to do some interesting things with regards to the offensive line. It was a little bit of an issue for them last season. We saw them have to mix and match on that front. I think that they're going to be solid. And I mean, this is a team that has really been able to become one of the best defensive teams in all of football as well. When the Kansas City Chiefs were, shall we say, in the early, stages of Patrick Mahomes' career, it was a defense that was a little bit hit or miss. They would always get better as the season went along. That was just a hallmark of that Kansas City Chiefs team. But, I mean, this is just a very nasty front seven with George Karfalis and guys like this, Mike Pennell. I do think that these guys are going to be able to get home, be able to put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. The secondary, yeah, it is a little bit questionable. You lose a few pieces from last season, but I still think that they're going to be able to do a nice job. I'll be able to pick off some quarterbacks, and you're going to need to. This is a division that has really, really good quarterback play. Even Geno Smith coming on over to the Raiders, I think that that's going to be relatively solid for them. As we know, you've got Justin Herbert. You've got a guy that is on the top, come up in Bo Nix as well. I don't think you're putting Bo Nix in like any sort of a top 10 in terms of NFL quarterbacks, but I mean, certainly a presentable, solid quarterback in general, a guy that played a lot in college. So I do think that with this Kansas City Chiefs team, they're going to need to shore that up. Perhaps you do look at a few more overs with regards to their games, because I do think that with the Chiefs, after it was just such a down year with that offense, I do think that they're going to be able to rebound and do a bit more. And I just expect a little bit of a bigger year from Isaiah Pacheco as well. He was injured throughout most of the year last year, so he put up some relatively pedestrian numbers throughout his career. He's been a nice guy out of the backfield to be able to catch a ball as well. I think that you're going to be seeing a little bit more of that moving forward. And again, Patrick Mahomes, I think that he's in for a really, really big year. If you're taking a look at, by the way, maybe I'm thinking a little bit too early on this, but odds to be able to win the MVP in the NFL, certainly Patrick Mahomes, he's one of your short shots. And for Patrick Mahomes, I think that it's going to be interesting to see how that MVP candidacy looks like, just because with Patrick Mahomes, I feel like he might need to do a little bit more than perhaps a guy that it would be his first time winning it. Like, I felt like last year when it came down to Lamar Jackson versus Josh Allen, if both guys were very much just neck and neck, that was just going to be breaking the way of Josh Allen. It did so last season. So I do almost think that past success can almost hurt you just a little bit with regards to this market. And right now you've got Patrick Mahomes at 7-1. The three front-running options, you've got Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, both at plus 550. You've got Joe Burrow at plus 650, which I find that to be curious. Again, with the Bengals, can they actually win something? Because this always has to go to a player that's on a winning team. And you know that with the Kansas City Chiefs, they are going to be a winning team. I mean, I just laid it out. I think that 11.5, they go over that win total. I don't know if they're going to necessarily be the one seed out there in the AFC. Like, I think that if you're looking at things in the AFC, I do think that the Baltimore Ravens are going to be very rock solid. I could easily see them being the team that finally ends this just Chiefs reign of terror and them going to the Super Bowl year in and year out. But I mean, for the Kansas City Chiefs, they should be able to run this division once again, even with the improvement of the Broncos, even with the improvement of the Chargers. And I mean, the Raiders, their win total's at 6.5. They're in a brutal division. I could see them being able to do a little bit of a better job. Like, you're able to reunite the Seattle guys out there in Las Vegas. And I do think that Tom Brady, not for nothing, him being a part of this organization, I think that that's going to be able to help out with winning in general when you're able to get a guy in the organization that knows all about it. But I do think that for Patrick Mahomes, going to be in for a big year. Plus $7, I probably want a little bit more for him to be able to win MVP, but I would certainly be putting him ahead of Joe Burrow, who's currently at plus 650 right now with the Chiefs. I think that you're in for a big year for them. I like their win total over. I like their division odds. Don't know if they win the Super Bowl, just because I think that the NFC might be a little bit ahead of the AFC right now. If you run into, I mean, certainly the Philadelphia Eagles, that's going to be a little bit of an issue. But still, with the Kansas City Chiefs, think that they're in for a big year. Like that over on their win total. Like them to be able to win the AFC once again. And I mean, until further notice, they've been able to make the AFC title game every single year under the tutelage of Patrick Mahomes. And coming up next, how about if we do take a look at some late night baseball? We've got a lot of the early games starting to wrap up, and we've got the late West Coast games just getting started. So we've got ourselves a lot of fun on the ball diamond coming up next right here on VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We're back here on VSiN Primetime. I'm VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Greg Oops Peterson holding it down tonight, and we're going to be joined in 15 minutes by old Doug Does Fights on Twitter /X, Doug Vasquez. He's going to be joining me as we've got a tremendous UFC 317 card. International Fight Week has been amazing. You've got Power Slap that's going on tonight as well. So lots of fighting going on in the world, but the good type of fighting in the octagon, and I don't know what you call Power Slap on the, like, they sort of have the things, I don't even know how to describe it, but they put their faces up on something. So the beam, we'll go with the beam for that. But you know what? We've got ourselves a lot of fun there, and we've got a lot of battles on the diamond right now as we've got ourselves a bunch of games that are starting to go final. You have one game that was supposed to be going final right about now that just got started. Philadelphia Phillies and the Atlanta Braves started up at 9:35 p.m. Eastern time, so this is going to be a very late game. If you bet on this one, well, you're going to have yourself some action all night long. And for the Philadelphia Phillies, they do draw first blood. They're currently up by a count of 1-0. Bases loaded. They are currently looking for more. And for Bryce Elder, closed as a favorite of minus 180 in a lot of spots. This just made absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. I recognize that Mickey Abel had given up 7 home runs in his first 4 starts of his career, but still, guy that I was willing to trust in here. And for the Philadelphia Phillies, they've got 1 run on the board. They're looking for more. And Bryce Elder, he's jacking up that pitch count. 28 pitches right now here in the first inning. Has walked 3 guys for a Phillies team that's not been able to get a lot going on offense. Outside of Kyle Schwarber, just not a lot of power with regards to this team. So I find this to be very intriguing, and that's one that we're certainly going to be monitoring. This has been the wackadoo game of the night. How about the Baltimore Orioles and the Tampa Bay Rays? Rays get up 6-0 in this game, and currently they're trailing by a count of 11-8. And this has been one of the most intriguing series in all of baseball. The Rays a few weeks ago at home were down 8 runs to the Orioles, came all the way back to win that game with 12 runs unanswered. The Orioles, they got down big in this one, and now it is a count of 11-8. This game is in the bottom of the 7th inning, and right now for the Tampa Bay Rays, a bullpen that has been so rock solid this year, getting a big, giant nothing burger out of them. And if you're wanting a hilarious live total right now, this is right now a live total that is north of 20. So if you're wanting to bet this thing live, yeah, it's a very, very lengthy and long one. And this has been a very interesting one, as we are not going to be getting history out there in Cincinnati. Spencer Steer, through the first 5 innings, had hit 3 home runs. He was unable to get home run number 4, but I mean, 8-0. Reds are in the lead over the San Diego Padres. Now, the real sweat here is a total. A lot of places close this total at a 9. Padres have men on 2nd and 3rd with no outs, as Nick Martinez looking to be able to go for a complete game. He has thrown 112 pitches. This has to be the end of the line for him. They were trying to be able to save that bullpen, but overall, a very good start out of him. Dylan Cease, well, he did not have a good start. He ceased to be able to give you a good start, as a matter of fact. 4 innings, he gives up 4 runs, 3 of which were earned, including a pair of those bombs to Spencer Steer. So Reds looking like they should be on their way to getting the job done, unless we have some big, giant calamity there. And for the Padres, only 1 hit in this game as well. So Nick Martinez really rolling. I know that he went through 5 scoreless innings as well, so he was able to give a nice performance there. Got quite a few overs cashing tonight as well. If you took the over in the Red Sox versus the Blue Jays game, you do have an over. No thanks at all to the Boston Red Sox. All thanks to the Toronto Blue Jays, who, by the way, entered in this game averaging only about 3.7 runs per game away from home, but they have absolutely exploded here. 6 total runs between the 7th and the 8th inning. 9-0 going into the bottom of the 8th inning. Jose Barrios, 7 scoreless innings. His night is done, and he was able to do a nice job. And for Brian Bayo, not the world's worst start. He gave up 3 runs in 6 innings at Fenway. Not amazing, not awful. And this bullpen, man, it's starting to regress for the Boston Red Sox. Brendan Bernardino, 38 pitches, 4 runs allowed in an inning. Luis Guerrero, he goes for an out of the bullpen. He allows 2 runs. So all sorts of brutality here for the Boston Red Sox, who, ever since the Rafael Devers trade, that first series against the Seattle Mariners actually went relatively well. ever since then, it has not been so great for them, to say the least. So we shall see what is going to be happening on that front. This is a game that just very recently went final. The Pittsburgh Pirates, they do polish things off. They get the job done against the New York Metropolitans, this by a count of 9-1. David Peterson, well, we love the last name Peterson, and David Peterson has been a good pitcher. Not the best night for Mr. Peterson. 5 runs allowed over the course of 4 2/3 innings. And then Blade Tidwell in long relief gave up 4 runs in 3 1/3 innings. Mitch Keller goes for 5 1/3. Did allow a solo home run to Juan Soto, 20th home run of the campaign. But for the Pirates, who has been a relatively rough team all season long, not so bad at home. They're actually now 500, 21-21. They find a way to get the job done as moneyline underdogs at home. So I can get congratulations to them. And for the New York Yankees, if you took the run line here, you got there. I personally like the over in this game, and you had both of these teams strand the bases loaded at times in this game. 3-0. The New York Yankees blank the Athletics, as for Mitch Spence, he gave up 3 runs, 2 of which were earned over the course of 5 innings. Did get a home run out of Jazz Chisholm, 12th home run season. And I will say this for the Yankees, even though they get the win here tonight, they have now scored 4 runs or fewer in all but 3 out of their last 15 games. So offense not necessarily online here, especially going against an A's team that is dead last in the big leagues in terms of bullpen ERA. But Will Warren, he did load up the bases in the first inning, but got out of that 5 scoreless innings. And this Yankees bullpen is all of a sudden looking much, much better. Like 3 out of the 4 guys that they sent in out of the bullpen have a sub-3 ERA coming out of the night. The lone exception is Evan Williams, who's looked a little bit better. But man, I want to talk about a guy that's been a little bit of a disaster this year. Devin Williams very much has been that, as this is VSiN Prime Time right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, and just got started with regards to those West Coast games. Right now, if you're sweating out the Yerfy-Nerfy for the Miami Marlins, unable to score in the top of the first inning against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Now the Diamondbacks are up to bat, and they're looking to be able to bust through for a run or two here as Erie Perez is on the rubber for them. And then for the LA Angels, they were able to hold the Washington Nationals scoreless in the top of the first inning. Right now in the bottom of the first, they've got a man on second with 2 outs, looking to be able to get to Jake Irvin. So we'll see if those Yerfy/Nerfies cash free, and we'll be checking in on that. And we have to check in on this as well. For the Texas Rangers, they just got you a push on the total of your 7 on the close between the Mariners and the Texas Rangers. Currently, it's 5-2, and the Rangers, who have not given you a lot of offense all season long. As a matter of fact, at home, 10 overs to 29 unders. They are looking to be able to bust through and get you an over. Right now, they're getting to Logan Gilbert, men on 2nd and 3rd, 1 out in the bottom of the 6th inning, so that game is intriguing, and you've got Adolis Garcia at the plate, too. He's either going to give you a 3-run homer here, or he's going to strike out. You don't get a lot of in-between with regards to him, and, well, there's been no in-between here. This team has been absolutely awful. Colorado Rockies trailing once again to the Milwaukee Brewers. Again, for the Colorado Rockies, 50 losses by multiple runs thus far this season. No team in the National League has more than 50 total losses other than the Colorado Rockies. Now, the Rockies have been able to strike for a few runs. They're now down 7-4 against the Milwaukee Brewers, but Kyle Freeland's nickname on this night should have been Hickory because he got smoked. 6 runs allowed over the course of 4 innings, including a home run. You had Jackson Chirillo be able to get you his 13th home run of the season. Something else that we want to get you is in on everything that we're doing here at VSiN. We want to get you covered for the football season, and we've got an early bird special right now for you. $175 covers everything that we do all through the Super Bowl, north of 7.5 months of VSiN. That gives you everything that we're doing here. The NFL betting guide that is coming out on Tuesday, that'll give you all of our futures plays from so many of the analysts and the hosts here at the network. I've got my entire projection for the NFC and AFC in terms of playoff race as well, and by getting that guide early, you get early access to be able to get the best of the number. In terms of the futures market, you get daily best bet emails from our VSiN show hosts and guests, exclusive betting splits from Circa along DraftKings, and also full access to the VSiN Watch app, shows on demand, deep dive analytics, and betting tools over on the VSiN website as well. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. That signs you up for everything that we do here at VSiN for as low as $175. VSIN.com/subscribe. As it is VSiN Prime Time here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And what else has been prime has been the amount of scoring that we've seen in this Orioles versus Rays game. Again, the Rays got up 6-0 in this game. The Orioles have just struck for 2 more here in the 7th inning. 13-8. The floodgates have opened. Forrest Whitley is into the game right now for the Tampa Bay Rays. He has not been good out of the bullpen, to say the least, for the Tampa Bay Rays. So that's certainly something to track. And I have to throw this in here as well. We were just referring to the Texas Rangers and the fact that they were on the doorstep. The men from second and third, they do score. It's now 5-4, bottom of the sixth, one out there. So you've already got an over out there in Texas, and we shall see if they're going to be able to get more. And then those two Nerfies, they do cash. Washington Nationals and LA Angels, scoreless through one. Miami Marlins, Arizona Diamondbacks, scoreless through one. And you're needing one more run for this over that looked like it was a foregone conclusion out there in Houston. 7-1 right now, the Astros in the lead on the Cubs. Two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Cade Horton, he gave up 7 runs over the course of 4 innings. Brandon Walter has been rocking and rolling. 1 run allowed over the course of 6 innings. So we'll see what happens there, and we'll see what happens in UFC 317. We've got Doug Vasquez, who does great work covering all things in the fight game. He's joining me next to break down the UFC card for this weekend right here on VSiN Prime Time on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.